Welcome back, Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Hey, it's a beautiful day for an auction because, hey, nobody'd be in the combine or out doing tillage, so, hey, everybody would be at the auction bidding everything up. Let's check in with Resource Auctions' Dennis Belisky. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Mick Kerr. How are you today?
Well, not bad, except I'm indoors and glad of it. This day feels like November, early November.
Well, it's a prelude of what's to come.
Indeed. Indeed. Like I mentioned, this would be a great day for attendance at an auction. Do you find that that's true, that poor weather equals good bidding at auctions?
You know, it always used to. Now, with all the online bidding and the ability to not have to leave your house to bid or your office or your vehicle or wherever it is you might be, if you want to bid on your phone or your computer, it's changed a lot of that. So I think that some of the weather days maybe aren't as good of days as they used to be on auctions. We used to have an adage that said if the weather's bad, everybody's just going to have to come out and see how bad. And then, of course, you know, as the auction industry grew and people came from farther and farther away, they used to have things like storm dates. Well, where was the storm? Was it in Mott, North Dakota, where the buyer was coming from, or was it at Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where the auction was? So that got to be an obsolescency. And now, of course, with the internet, people are able to stay home and bid or not. And I think that, you know, those that want to come to the auction will always be at the auction. And if it's a nice day, they want a social event, they'll be out. Online bidding has definitely changed the face of what we as auctioneers do, and certainly has given us a whole new group of buyers and bidders to attend every auction.
Well, it means more people participating, more involvement. That's good. What you got coming up for auctions, Dennis?
You know, we've got quite a few, as a matter of fact. We've got the Rowe Auction, and that's for Dennis Rowe at Bathgate, North Dakota, Pemina, North Dakota. Nice late model, low-hour John Deere tractor, low-hour late model John Deere S670 combine with only 1,100 hours on it and a header to match. Nice tandem farm truck, good selection of tillage equipment and an air seeder, a lot of good farm support items. It's been a well-known farm in Pemina County for many years and retiring, so good opportunity for you there to buy some good equipment. We've got the Sigurdsson Online Auction, a family that we had a farm retirement auction for a few years ago that has some items that are no longer needed by them. We sold their major equipment, I think, 3 years ago. But we got some yard tractors and skid steer and attachment, all the tools out of the shop, some vehicles, things of that nature. A lot of good items on there. We got our October monthly online auction. A couple of really nice things on there. We've got a John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, high horsepower four-wheel drive late model tractor with reasonably low hours that's a local unit. We've got a John Deere mechanical front tractor that's a local unit, good low-hour tractor, a couple of pieces that are kind of hard to find in the marketplace, and they just happen to be on our auction. And we've got an interesting couple of other items. We've got a 1066 International that's very, very low hours, a 1985 Ford pickup with hardly any miles on it, both kept inside from a retired gentleman and an estate. And I think that along with that, we've got quite a few other good things, grain dryer and bins and your typical run of combines and heads and equipment and whatnot. Going to be a good auction. Got a nice little Valtra loader tractor with only 1,300 hours on it coming into the winter season. Always got good equipment on these monthly auctions. It's a wide audience of sellers because you've got guys that are able to add one or two items to the auction. And, of course, you know, it builds our portfolio, helps us to have a good monthly auction, and gets equipment in the hands of people that are looking for it. So it's just another case of the auctioneer being the guy bringing buyers and sellers together and using the fairest formula that there is to bring them together, and that's fair market value. You know, we find often that if Mick Kerr puts his pickup up for sale for $6,500, the first guy that comes along to buy it's going to offer him $5,700. And if you're at an auction, there's competitive bidding. If Mick Kerr's pickup is on the auction and the bid's at $5,700, the next bidder has to give $5,800. So we work on upward increments and not downward ones. So auctions are popular in that regard. And right now with the market the way it is, lots and lots of people consigning items to auctions to get the good prices that are out there.
Lots of hungry buyers, lots of hungry sellers. Use kind of match.com for all that. No dating involved.
No. No dinners bought, no discussions about what happens next. Just buying and selling of good used articles.
For sure. All righty. Dennis Belisky, Resource Auction. Well, whether, and of course, you've got pictures of whether it's the individual auctions or your monthly online auction, pictures and details of every item. How do folks get a hold of you to talk about having an auction?
Well, you know what? They can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
Gotcha. Dennis, have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Mick.
You are welcome.